It's the Joe and Alex Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And call it anytime, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Last night was our Christmas party, and I'll tell you what, I thought it wasn't going to be that big of a deal, but there were some interesting moments that went down last night. First of all, Pork Chop.
Yes.
Do you care to apologize now or later for what you did to embarrass the morning show?
I don't know what I did to embarrass the morning show. I mean, I know I had a good amount of drinks, but I'm very responsible when I drink. Like, I used to be a bartender. I know how much I could drink without being over a crazy limit.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily that you were drunk, but...
Oh, the thing that when I got two plates of food, I was hungry. I haven't eaten in 26 hours.
Actually, I wasn't even going to get to the food thing, but we will bring that up in just one second.
The cake?
No, not the cake. Nothing to do with food. No, our boss is a thing every Christmas party, and it was actually after our big Santa Slam concert that we had. And he's like, hey, who's got the best story of things that happened or that went down? And usually, like, the best story wins some money, okay? So it's like, if you got a good story, some drama that happened, and some of our coworkers were talking about how Bozzy got stuck in an elevator. Another one was talking about, like, all these things with Migos and all these different things. I'm not getting into too many details about what actually happened behind the scenes to make that concert work. But then who raises their hand? He's like, I'm going to go up there and win the money. It's Pork Chop. Pork Chop goes up in front of our entire company and tells them a story, which might be, would you say, Alex, the lamest story ever?
No. I mean, it was fine. It wasn't, he wanted the crazy story. I don't think it was crazy. I would say it was more sweet and cute.
It was lame.
It was not lame.
No, it was cool.
It was a cool story, but it wasn't like, you know, the winner, okay?
Well, okay, here's my thing. When he first asked, nobody said anything. So I was like, wait a minute. What if I'm the only one to go? I'll win the money. And my story was interesting.
No, it wasn't.
I had one of our artists in my personal vehicle. That's cool. Do you realize I could have. Have you seen the meme that's like, I'm in the car with my friend and going 120 miles an hour, and he looks over to me and says, do you ever question life? Like, what if I did that to Bryce Vine? So, like, come on, my story was great.
If you would have done that, that would have been a good story.
Essentially, Pork Chop was just like, you know, I had to drive around Bryce Vine in my car, and I had it on the radio station, and when we were in there, he heard a commercial that mentioned him, and so he turned it up in my car, and it was cool because he heard himself on the radio. And that was his story.
So he's promoting radio now, and he loved it.
And everybody, like, is packed inside this place where we're having our Christmas party.
It was cute. No. It wasn't crazy drama. They were wanting, you know, this person punched me in the face and then I almost got arrested. That's what the story they were
looking
for.
We wanted to be
like,
oh, no, no way. And he's like,
yeah, that was cool.
I was an Uber driver.
I told all my friends that I got to drive Bryce Vine and they thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean,
have you ever personally driven an artist?
Yes, Philip Phillips.
Really?
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
Wow.
Yep, so I did
that. Did you take him home?
No, I took him to a children's hospital because he was performing for cancer kids, Pork Chop.
Once again, something's awkward with him. See what I'm saying? He does this all the time.
Our socially awkward stud.
Now,
I like that name. That's cool.
Was I the only one that won an actual raffle item last night at our company Christmas party on the show?
Because your wife is good at trivia?
That's a whole other thing. You guys are so butthurt. It looks so bad on you, and I hate people that are jealous. No, what happened last night, the thing that was awkward is I was helping MC and like give out the raffle and the prizes.
And his table kept winning somehow, some way. I wonder how that happened.
Because they're good people, Alex.
Uh-huh,
they're good people.
That happened to be sitting with you.
You're just mad that you didn't win. And you could have sat with me. You didn't sit with me.
What do you mean I could have sat with you? There was not enough room. Everybody, by the time we got there, there were, you know, some people at each table. So there was a limited amount of seats. And you and Lindsay were the spillover. So you had to sit. You had to sit. You were the last ones in.
She called you a spillover.
Well, it's okay. Hey, you can call me what you want.
There weren't enough seats at one table.
Because guess what? The table I was at, I ended up having the winning ticket. And I ended up, here's what's awkward though. I won a gift card from Studio 2000, I think the place is called. And I get to go now get waxed. So that's cool. I got a beauty supply, like a beauty thing. So that's cool. I think I'll give it to my wife for Christmas. She'll love that. And the other thing is Alex and you kind of butthurt and Lee mentioned, we had a little competition. It was trivia questions, kind of Christmas related. And our table where my wife was at, we answered the 15 or so questions in like a minute and a half.
Your wife was on Jeopardy.
Yeah, my wife was on Jeopardy because she's smart.
Yeah.
And you guys, yeah, you guys wish we were cheating. There's no way we could even Google
that. You were
that
cheating
quickly.
By using your wife.
Well, true. That is an unfair advantage. We won, though, guys, so we get to brag in front of everybody. And I got an extra day off next year.
You're a spillover.
You're not going to use it.
Oh, yes, I will. I use all my vacation days.
I don't think you do.
Oh, trust me. I carry them over as much as I can. I have tons of extra days. I just like to spread them out.
Don't carry over. I don't think they start over in the new year.
So I have that going for me. That was pretty cool. And you guys are all butthurt about it. And just wanted to throw it out there saying, pork chop, maybe next time don't, you know, share a story like that.
Yeah, you're a spillover pushover. And if I won any of that $100, I would not have shared it with you.
Oh, of course you wouldn't. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew how awesome the Christmas party was.
Coming up in the garbage, Americans were polled on what they think of the Kevin Hart scandal, and I have the results. Plus, this female rapper is suing a reporter, and you won't believe what someone wants to name after Oprah.